Shalom, brethren. Chag Hanukkah Sameach. Hallelujah. 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 Today is Friday, the 23rd of December, 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar, it's the 29th day of Kislev. Kislev is the ninth month on the Hebrew calendar as per Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Yahushua. Oh, the blood of Yahushua. Oh, the blood of Yahushua. It washes white as snow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, there is power in the blood of Yahushua. There is power in the blood of Yahushua. There is power in the blood of Yahushua. It washes white as snow. There is deliverance in the blood of Yahushua. There is deliverance in the blood of Yahushua. There is deliverance in the blood of Yahushua. It washes white as snow. Ribashaka yende debo saka yanda rababo shanda. There is healing in the blood of Yahushua. There is healing in the blood of Yahushua. There is healing in the blood of Yahushua. It washes white as snow. There is forgiveness in the blood of Yahushua. There is forgiveness in the blood of Yahushua. There is forgiveness in the blood of Yahushua. It washes white as snow. Revelation chapter 12 says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we who love not our lives until death. Maliba riba kashanda rababosa. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory for this season, the Hanukkah season. Makaye debo shanda. The season of dedication and lights. Father, we give you praise for the opportunity to celebrate the miracle of oil, the miracle of light. We also celebrate the conception of Yahushua HaMashiach in Miriam's womb. We celebrate the victory of the Maccabees over the Syrian Greek king Antiochus Epiphanes, who is more like Antimony because he was a madman, to think that he could Hellenize Israel successfully. Maliba shaka yenderebosi kayadarababosa. Father, we give you glory, 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 glory. We bow before you, Maliko Yaraboshanda. For you are high and lifted up. There is no one like you. Masaka yeleboshanda nababosa. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are holy. Masaka yelebo shanda na babosa. Likoraba shanda. Father, we thank you for these 8 days of miracles. These 8 days that we shouldn't take for granted. Lakaya la boshanda. Masata yele boshanda la babosa. Oh, Father, we give you glory and honor. Blessed be your holy name. Father, in any way we have sinned against you, we ask for your mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon us according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out all our transgressions with the precious blood of Yahushua HaMashiach and make us whole again for your glory in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Oh, good morning, Abba Yahweh. Good morning, Yahushua HaMashiach. Good morning, Mama Shekinah Glory. Father, we give you praise for this beautiful season of Kislev, the 9th month, the month of deliverance, the month of anchor in Yahushua HaMashiach, our only Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, Mandaraboshika Yanda, our Kinsman Redeemer, our Great High Priest, the Lamb of Yah, Masaka Yendereboshanda, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting One, Lakaya Laboshanda, our bridegroom, our soon coming king, Makaya la boshanda la babosa. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Oh, riba kaya la boshanda. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we have prayed all this. Amen. There's a song they sing in South Africa that I'm going to sing, which is very much related to this Hanukkah season. Hallelujah. It goes like this. Bambelela, 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 hold on to Yahushua, 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 bambelela, 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 kuyaushua, bambelela, oh, kuyaushua, bambelela, oh, kuyaushua, bambelela, oh, kuyaushua, bambelela, hold on to Yahushua, 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 hold on to Yahushua. Amen. Amen in Yahushua's name. Just as the woman that had the issue of blood for about 39 years, her name was Veronica. Malibo shika yanda baboshanda. Just as she held on to the garment, just as she held on to the hem of the garment of Yahushua HaMashiach, you are encouraged to hold on to the hem of the garment of Yahushua HaMashiach. Malakaye lebo ramakaya labashanda. As I was singing that song, I began to feel the emotions that Israel felt, that the nation of Israel felt during the season that led up to the celebration of this 8-day festival called Hanukkah in Hebrew and dedication in English. It was a time of turmoil, a very troublesome time, a perilous time, a time to make sacrifices, a time to make a decision to stand up for Yahushua HaMashiach or to deny him. Malibo ribakashandara babo sike andara babosa. Marabo shaka yenderebo sika yanda. Maliko ribashata yenderebo sika yanda. Many people in the body of Yahushua HaMashiach lack understanding of what is to come. Because this beautiful festival of Hanukkah has been omitted from our Bibles and from whatever is taught in the churches. Many have no idea what Yahweh means by the times to come can be compared to a man holding his belly as though he's in labor, just as Yahweh describes in Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 6 and 7. Malibo shika yanda. When they call that the great tribulation, the time of the sorrow, the time of Jacob's sorrow, or the time of Jacob's trouble, brethren, many of us lack understanding. Ask yourself why we are reading the Torah portion about Joseph around this time. There's a reason for it. It's not by coincidence. It's just occurred to me this year, actually. You know, you can be reading the Torah portions for many years and miss certain things. And then one day Yahweh makes you understand that this is what you need to see, that you've not seen before. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 6 and 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 6 and 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, ask now and see whether a man travails with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his waist as a woman in travail? Ask now and see whether a man travails with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his waist as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the time of Jacob's trouble, is the Great Tribulation. We call it the Great Tribulation. In the Hebrew scriptures, when you read the Torah, the book of Bereshit, Genesis, you see that the life of Jacob was not an easy life. He was constantly running away from home for one reason or the other. Well, I wouldn't say running away. Okay, at first it was that he had to go and stay with his relatives, his grandfathers, Shem, Eba, so that they could teach him the Torah and also learn how to write Hebrew. You know, basically he attended school. Now, because Shem and Eba lived far away from Isaac, he had to stay with them. Esau was offered the same thing, but he refused. He preferred to be a hunter, as we have learned in the past. There was a time when Jacob could walk to school and back, and then eventually he went to stay for a number of years. And then after he stole the birthright of Esau, and then not long after the blessing of the firstborn, his life became very troublesome. He started to, you know, he had to go and live with Laban, his uncle, who made his life difficult and challenging for 21 years. And one of the reasons Laban was challenging to live with was he was working hand in hand with Esau, who was Jacob's enemy. Now, Jacob labored so much in order to be able to get marry, you know, Rachel. Remember, he was set up with Leah, who, you know, belonged to Esau initially. And then he eventually married Rachel. And then it was time for him to leave, but he ended up staying another 7 years with Laban. Now, after he left Laban's house, he came back to the promised land, Canaan, and he was able to make peace with Esau by blessing him and asking for forgiveness and kneeling down and kissing and hugging. But unfortunately, the story did not end there. As we have shared in the past, Esau still sought for ways to kill Yaakov. He never had a chance to do so for some reason. But when Jacob died, he thought, okay, now the opportunity has arisen for me to go and overcome Jacob's children and get the deed of the land and every other possession that he felt belonged to him. So why am I bringing this up? Jacob had too many troubles during his lifetime, but the worst of it all, I would say that which Yahweh would have probably focused on more, was the one where he lost Joseph. Joseph disappeared from him for about 17 years, I think. Because Jacob was about 17 when he left, and then he became he became Zaphnath-Paneah, or the prime minister of Egypt, Mizraim, at age 30, which is the age when you can be a priest, as a male especially, officially. And then I would say maybe within that same year that he became 30, or maybe 2 years later, I've forgotten now, 2 years later, that's when his brothers came, and then eventually he reunited with his father. So I think it's about maybe 11 years, it's more than that now. According to calculator, it's about 15 years that he was away, that Joseph was away from him. And Joseph, having been the replacement firstborn, as in he took the place of Reuben or Reuven, because of what Reuben did, you know, by messing around with the father's marriage beds, Reuben lost 3 blessings, which was the right of the firstborn, and then the priesthood and the royalty. So these were given to Joseph, Levi, and Judah. Hallelujah. So Joseph became the firstborn of the family, which Yahweh did by allowing him to be sold by his brothers to the Midianites and eventually the Ishmaelites. And then he was sold to the Egyptians who, you know, made him a slave until the Yahweh got him to rise to power. That entire period, Jacob was in limbo because Yahweh was silent. Yahweh did not reveal to Jacob where Joseph was and what happened to Joseph. It's a long story as to what happened, but basically the brothers did a pact after Joseph was sold by swearing to secrecy and not sharing with the truth with the father. And when they were doing so, because a certain number is required to be able to do that pact and it works, they understood things more than we do now. They included Yahweh. They included Yahweh, God the Father, in that pact. So Yahweh could not reveal anything to Jacob about what was happening to Joseph after Joseph disappeared. But the interesting thing is, Isaac knew. Isaac knew what happened to Jacob to Joseph. Isaac knew prophetically, but he too was sworn to secrecy. He was not to reveal what happened because it wasn't his place to do so. Honestly, it's quite funny. I'm sorry to laugh. It was a painful time for Jacob, but Isaac had to play along as a fool. And this is what it means to be the prophet of the Most High God. It's not everything you see and you hear that you have to share. You have to allow Yahweh to reveal the correct timing for sharing things. So, sorry, I'm dropping my phone by mistake. All right. So, Isaac would come and visit Jacob and comfort him, console him, and they would mourn together. Isaac would mourn. Can you believe it? Isaac would actually cry. Tears would come out, and he would comfort Jacob as though he had no idea what was happening. Because it was not Isaac's place to tell his son, Jacob, what had been happening. So Isaac would come and go, and not tell Jacob anything. Jacob eventually somehow found out by going to a certain mountain, and he placed down the gemstones that represented each of his sons on a certain place and did something, or he said a prayer, and he commanded the gemstones to do something, and every time he did, Joseph's gemstone gave the impression that he was still alive, instead of, you know, maybe remaining lying down or just, you know, not moving around. It actually stood up just like the rest of the brother's own. So that made Jacob understand that his brother was still alive, and that helped him to stop mourning over his son. Sorry, that his son, not brother, was still alive, and therefore he stopped mourning so much like before. But everyone in the house knew the truth. All the men in the house knew the truth except Benjamin. And the men that knew kept it a secret. But eventually, Judah had sexual intimacy with Tamar, his daughter-in-law. And he was about to kill her. Because the three prophets, the three judges that presided over her case were Isaac, Judah, and Israel, Jacob. Judah eventually had to confess he was not permitted to pass judgment over her the minute she presented the signet ring, the cord, and something else to them. And then he confessed what happened to Joseph. And that's how Jacob knew the truth, even before Joseph sent his brothers back to say the truth. Okay, I need to stop here for now. We'll continue concerning Jacob's trouble in another audio. Shalom and Chag Sameach.